Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece from Puck about what a post-Putin Russia might look like. It's a fascinating discussion with some real experts.
Definitely. I'm hooked already. What's the central theme here?
Well, Julia Ioffe moderated this panel at the Milken Institute, and they really dug into the surprising resilience of Putin's regime, economically and politically, even after the invasion of Ukraine.
Resilience is an understatement. Everyone predicted a quick collapse, but crickets. Why is that? What did the panel say?
They pointed to a few things. One, the sanctions, while impactful, weren't as crippling as expected. Russia found new trade partners like India for their oil. Plus, Putin had built up these massive reserves. He's also consolidated power internally.
So, kind of a perfect storm of preparation and good luck.
Exactly. Plus, Daniel Treisman described the Russian economy as a cockroach economy, able to withstand almost any shock. It's rudimentary, export-oriented, and heavily reliant on oil.
I see. Interesting. But what about the long term? Can this last?
That's where opinions differed. Treisman acknowledged short-term gains, but predicted long-term stagnation due to reliance on China for technology. Maria Snegovaya, though, pointed out the inherent resilience from oil and the military-industrial complex. She even suggested public sentiment was surprisingly optimistic.
Optimistic? Wow. Leonid Volkov challenged this, though, right? He argued that the sanctions weren't applied swiftly or harshly enough.
Yes, he believed a quicker, stronger response would have been far more damaging.
Got it. And what about this whole permanent war against the West idea? Is that just hyperbole?
Treisman didn't think so. He sees Putin's aggression extending beyond Ukraine, into cyber warfare, espionage, and sabotage. Eric Green agreed, emphasizing the need for the West to recognize this reality.
A chilling thought. So what about a post-Putin Russia? Any predictions?
Green suggested a more pluralistic leadership, potentially opening up diplomatic opportunities. But Snegovaya was less optimistic. She emphasized Russia's historical failure to reckon with its past, hindering true democratic development.
I see. A fascinating difference of opinion. And did they talk at all about whether a successor could be even worse than Putin? That's a scary thought.
Volkov scoffed at that idea, calling Putin's regime highly personalistic, with no true successor in place. He actually predicted a power vacuum after Putin, leading to a more democratic, dare I say chaotic, environment. Quite a contrast in perspectives.
It is a real clash of ideas. This conversation was packed with information.
Absolutely. It really gives you something to think about. So, thanks for joining us today as we explored these different perspectives on Russia's future. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.